Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Bob and Ray Show with Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding.
Yes, again, a fun-loving 15 minutes, a quarter hour out of your busy day. What am I talking here? It's just the Bob and Ray Show. We'll be here now for 15 minutes or so with Paul Taubman and the quintet, Joe Kahn the piano, and Johnny Smith the guitar. And you, sir, playing the saxophone, I didn't get your name.
Cromla.
What is that again?
Augustel Cromla.
And this is your first day with the troupe, isn't it?
That's my first day with the troupe.
Uh-huh. And,
quite a troupe.
Could you give us a hint as to what the feature number will be so that we'll all be able to write it down and,
Well, no, I'd rather not. It's,
It's
based on a melody by Tichaikovsky.
I see.
Something that I can't describe to you actually in terms of grammar.
Well, the first thing I want to ask you, you're the first one of the musicians we've had on microphone.
I don't believe you ever had any of the other members of the troupe.
Do you fellas ad lib the music more or less, or do you rehearse?
Yes.
Or
yes,
read? Well, let's get right down. Can you read music?
No.
That's all right. That's all. Thank you very much.
Can.
Fine.
We've been wondering about that for quite some time, but...
Just go back and sit down and grab the saxophone.
I didn't think anybody would admit it. You may not hear the saxophone in today's music. I don't believe there was any saxophone.
I will.
There was no saxophone by itself.
I'll hear it. I will.
You listen for it. You know, daylight saving time is about over.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and with it will come the usual confusion, how to set the clocks back, when to set them back, what time is it when... and a dozen other things to consider, but always alert to the public interest. We've just inaugurated a new service here.
Yes, folks, the Bob and Ray Daylight Saving Problem Solving Service will be in operation from now until September 30th. Bring your problems to us, and we will unsnaggle them. For instance, we had a man in this morning who had been suffering from 5 o'clock shadow all summer. He was in a perfect tizzy about what was going to happen to him when the clocks had turned back. But we solved his problem. Beginning October 1st, he will suffer from 4 o'clock shadow.
Now, we had a letter from Harry James, and he wanted to know what was going to happen to his hit tune, 1 o'clock jump. We got into the problem, and now we're happy to announce that this number will be the 12 o'clock jump as soon as the clocks are turned back.
And speaking of 12 o'clock, we had a little trouble with the midnight ride of Paul Revere.
Oh, yes.
Now, ordinarily, this should become the 11 o'clock ride of Paul Revere, beginning next month. But we had a call from a man named Longfellow who said this changed the meter. So we called the electric light company, and tomorrow they're going to send someone over to fix the meter.
Then there's this question, which always comes up. Right now, children under 5 are allowed to ride free on trains. After September 30th, children under 4 will be allowed...
No, that's not daylight saving time, Bob. That's train fare. That's something else again.
Well, anyway, that gives you an idea. So bring your clock-turning-back problems to Bob and Ray today.
Just write to Lost Weekend, NBC, New York.
And we close with our theme song, It's 2 O'Clock in the Morning. Well, we haven't had a dramatic bit for a long time on... program.
No, we've had a lot of mail response wondering whatever happened to Linda Lovely.
That's right.
So we thought today we'd bring you up to date, those of you who are Linda Lovely fans. And we know there's a great host of you.
Now the life and loves of Linda Lovely, written for radio by A. Carrington Lump and starring Marcia Van Allshot as Linda, Sherman L. Sturdley as David, Uncle Eugene is portrayed by Horace K. Winterhalter. In our last visit, we left David as he drove toward the county seat to pay his poll tax. And as his car sped along the familiar highway, we heard...
No, this wheel, I can't steer, I can't, no.
While at the same moment, back at the little house in River's Mouth, Linda and Uncle Eugene chat pleasantly as Uncle Eugene prepares to try out his X-ray machine.
And you say, Uncle Eugene, that you made this upstairs all by yourself.
That's right, Linda. Made it with spare parts.
Isn't that wonderful?
Huh?
I said, isn't that wonderful?
This is going to revolutionize the X-ray machine business.
Yes.
My name isn't... Uncle Eugene.
Yes.
Uncle Eugene, I wonder if...
No, you're Uncle Eugene.
Oh, my name isn't Uncle Eugene. Linda, I wonder if you'd come over here while I start this machine.
I'm so afraid of those machines. I don't know much about them, Uncle Eugene.
Huh?
I say, I don't know much about them.
I want you here at this auspicious occasion when I start up my X-ray machine for the first time.
Oh, it's so shiny and new.
Wait till I just get the match out here and the fuse pulled out. Now we're all ready to start it up. Here it goes. I'll just touch a match to it, and it'll work perfectly.
Oh,
there she goes.
Yes.
Well,
look out!
Now, 2 hours later, we see David, his clothes disheveled, walking up the familiar old front walk which leads to the lovely family home. He seems dazed, and his eyes stare straight ahead without seeing. His arm is in a sling. And then, as he's done so many times before, David reaches the familiar front steps, climbs them, and crosses the familiar front porch of the old homestead, and reaches the threshold of the front door, and...
David, you're home.
Hey, just in time for a peanut butter sandwich. Sorry we have to eat down cellar like this.
But you see, David, our house was blown up.
Yeah, my X-ray machine, Dave, didn't work.
Hey, we're over here by the furnace, David. David. David, look at me.
What's the matter, Linda?
Uncle Eugene.
Huh?
David. David is... Is...
Well, what is David? And what has happened? And will they be able to rebuild the family homestead in River's Mouth? Be sure and listen for the next episode when we'll hear Linda say... That's next time in the next adventure in the life and loves of Linda Lovely, written for radio by A. Harrington Lovely.
Now, I do believe it's time for our feature number of the
day.
Where
do I put this leather strap around my neck?
Oh, you do use the strap around your neck, don't you?
Yeah. Uh-huh. You can always tell a saxophone player by the leather strap around his neck.
Yes, you can, and he looks like...
Even when I've got a saxophone on it, I wear the leather strap.
Yes, of course. All right, well, now let's listen to Paul Tobin and the boys.
Listen to him.
What?
Let's listen.
Aren't you going to play?
Huh? No, I'm just going to listen to him.
Well, all right, then.
What are you doing?
Hanging up my shingle here.
Shingle? What does that say? Dr. Ray Goulding, practicing psychiatrist. What is this?
That's right. Excuse me just a second.
What are you doing?
Practicing.
What's
this? Just call me the laughing psychiatrist.
The laughing psychiatrist. Have you had any patients yet?
Not yet, but, boy, excuse me, Bob, I think I have one now. How do you do, sir?
You Dr. Goulding?
Young Dr. Goulding, yes, sir.
Yeah.
Sir, you've come to the right man. What is your complaint?
Well, I'm afraid...
Oh, you got a fear complex? Well, step right inside, sir.
Now, sir, won't you take off your cowboy hat, please?
Yes, I'd be very happy to.
That's fine. Thank you. Do you mind taking off that hombre?
No.
Thank you. Now, let's take off that yachting cap.
Yeah.
There we are.
When?
Right here in the cozy office of yours analytically, young Dr. Ray Goulding.
Well, I'm not so sure I'm going to like this.
Pure nonsense. Well, at least sheer nonsense. Now, will you lie down on this sofa, please?
Well, reluctantly, but I don't quite understand.
There we are. Now, sir, what are we thinking of?
Well, I'm thinking this sofa's very uncomfortable.
Let me take that dictionary out from under your back.
All right.
There, is that better?
Yes, I hate having words behind my back.
Now, sir, think about anything, anything at all. First, make your mind a blank.
I'm way ahead of you on that.
Now, let your mind roam.
Let it roam.
Just relax.
Relax.
Think about anything.
Anything.
Just let it come to you.
All right.
Aha! Aha!
Yes?
You're thinking about horses. You want to be home on the range where the deer and the buffalo play. You have a suppressed desire to ride a horse.
No, I don't either. I don't like horses. I hate horses.
You weren't thinking about horses?
No, I wasn't.
You didn't hear horses?
No.
That's funny. Here, you get up and let me lie down.
Yeah, all right.
That's it. Yeah. Now, I'll lie down.
I understand here.
Now I'll make my mind a blank.
Hey, you look kind of funny. What's the matter?
I hear horses.
You hear horses? I don't.
Well, I do. I hear them distinctly.
Say, maybe you've got a suppressed desire to ride a horse. Have you been nervous lately?
Why, yes, by George, I have.
Your ears twitch?
Yes, my ears twitch.
Do you keep going?
Yes.
That's the trouble with you. Just get out and ride a horse. You'll feel much better.
Gee, thanks.
That's quite all right. $10, please.
Yes, sir. Here it is, $10. And thank you very much,
Doctor. Don't mention it. By the way, you can put your three hats back on now. And now a word from the makers of America's fastest-selling thing.
They're off.
Well, folks, that's our way of telling you that Woodlow is off to a flying start. Yes, Woodlow, the new Miracle Wonder product that does everything it should.
Yes, folks, we're here to tell you about Woodlow. Woodlow is spelled W-O-O-D-L-O. And that's another reason why people everywhere call it Woodlow. For instance, they use it when it's needed. And not only that, but the doctors and scientists everywhere ought to be found there, too.
Yes, folks, and what's more, Woodlow is needed especially in winter, fall, spring, and summer. You can't be without it, can you?
Everywhere they sing the praises of Woodlow.
Woodlow is the best there is. It's full of good old Woodlow. And everywhere that Woodlow could go, you'll find Woodlow would go.
Remember, Woodlow is immunized.
Say, we better hurry right along here, Bob.
Yes, we'll be back tomorrow, same time. Hope you'll be back there. Till then, this is Bob Elliott.
Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get work.
And hang by your thumb.
Oh, you silly, silly boys.
That note again.
We're here every day, Monday through Friday, with Bob and Ray. So until next time, so long from Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding. United States Armed Forces Radio Service.